economically, Washington could be two states right now almost. The Puget Sound region is creating jobs at this record level. Statewide, Washington is kind of lagging a little bit in employment. Why is one wage right for the entire state right now?
So I guess I'd encourage you to think about the fact that Seattle is phasing into a $15 minimum wage. And SeaTac's also at a higher wage, as you know. This would set a floor for the rest of the state that makes sense for that economy, that makes sense for the rest of the state's economy that you're talking about. You know, Seattle, the minimum wage will be higher. And for the rest of the state, $13.50 an hour is that number that makes sense. And what I think is the important part to remember is that according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, the current state minimum wage is not enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment anywhere in Washington. It doesn't matter if you live in Seattle or you live in Davenport. It is not enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment. So $13.50 phased in over 4 years is that approach that makes sense for the rest of this state's economy.
Some people might be sitting at their watching the news and hearing about Fight for 15, hearing about California and New York, and wondering, how did Washington get $13.50?
It's a number that makes sense. If you look at the cost of living in areas across Washington, and we're not talking about the Seattles and the SeaTacs and the Bellevues and the Redmonds, we're talking about the Yakimas and the Prossers and the Davenports. If you look at the cost of living everywhere in Washington, that's the number that makes sense, both for families and for business owners. Again, by raising the minimum wage for those more than 730,000 workers, someone who's making minimum wage now, by the time this phase is in, will be bringing home an extra $600 a month. That's money that gets spent in local economies, boosts local businesses, and creates more good-paying jobs. And we've seen that play out.